W-2 Chippewa Falls, W-2280P Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Winter is taking a toll on almost three quarters of the country with snow and or freezing temperatures. The weather is blamed for at least 17 deaths nationwide. CBS's Nikki Batiste.
Trouble on the rails, too, as crews in Chicago setting fire to train tracks to get rid of ice buildup. And some Tesla drivers are struggling to charge their vehicles, saying the cold is draining their batteries.
I've been here for over 5 hours at this point.
The South is also getting hit with unusually frigid conditions. Icy roads wreaking havoc in Alabama. Back on the East Coast, cities like New York, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. saw their first significant snowfall in more than 700 days.
Former President Donald Trump won big in Iowa last night, and Ron DeSantis finished second, followed by Nikki Haley. CBS's Robert Costa says heading into next Tuesday's New Hampshire primary.
For Nikki Haley, it's now a make or break week. The problem for her campaign at this point is that there's no longer a debate this week, and the debates are how she's gotten traction in the past few months. So it's hard to see how she really begins to consolidate her coalition of traditional Republicans, independents, maybe some Democrats in New Hampshire in the coming days without a signature moment like a debate.
Another U.S. airstrike against the Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen destroyed four anti-ship missiles. Military consultant Jeff McCausland says the Houthis appear to be undeterred in the Red Sea.
The Houthis seem very persistent in their efforts to confront the international community. Their argument, of course, is they will continue to do so as long as Israel conducts military operations in the Gaza Strip.
A U.S. official confirms the Biden administration is expected to soon announce plans to redesignate the Houthis as global terrorists. Boeing is being sued by passengers aboard a recent Alaska Airlines flight.
Several passengers have filed a class action lawsuit against Boeing and Alaska Airlines after a door plug blew off a 737 MAX 9 plane mid-flight earlier this month. Attorneys argue the incident caused them physical pain, stress, and emotional trauma, some calling it a waking nightmare, saying they sent final text messages to loved ones during an emergency landing. The lawsuit accuses the companies of negligence. Boeing's also facing scrutiny from the federal government. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Long Island, New York architect Rex Huerman is charged in the Gilgo Beach killings. He's now accused in the death of a fourth woman, Maureen Brainerd Barnes of Connecticut, who disappeared in 2007. Her remains were found more than 3 years later in New York. Suffolk County, New York District Attorney Raymond Tierney.
It provides a small measure of closure for the families. You know, so we're really happy to provide that for them. We know that there's a lot of hard work to go, that these are allegations, that we need to prove them.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senate Republicans voted to fire another one of Governor Evers' appointees Tuesday, this time Tyler Huebner of the state's Public Service Commission. Evers is appointing Christy Nieto to take his place. Senate Republicans have fired eight of Evers' appointees since last fall. The keynote speaker at this year's State of Wisconsin Martin Luther King Day celebration says he wants the promise of justice one day to happen now.
It is ridiculous that people are attacking diversity, equity, and inclusion, but refuse to implement laws to remove guns from the hands of those who continue to shoot innocent children in schools and malls and even in faith places.
The Reverend Marcus Allen is a Baptist minister in Madison. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Marquette with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, Marquette got a much-needed victory over Villanova, 87-74. The Golden Eagles had lost three of their last five games. Head coach Shaka Smart.
There had to be some doubt, and I thought the guys did a great job of overcoming that.
Smart says they had a special guest speaker before the game, former Marquette and NBA star Dwayne Wade.
D. Wade gave the pregame talk, and he said, you guys have to win today. I thought our guys did play with a level of desperation and commitment to what goes into winning, even as Villanova was raining threes in the first half.
NFL, it's the Packers against the 49ers Saturday night. Matt LaFleur on that throw from Jordan Love to Dontavian Wicks in their win over the Dallas Cowboys.
You know, that cover zero play that he ripped that post to Wicks. I mean, that was one of those plays that just, you could sit there and watch that all day long.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around zero. For Wednesday, partly sunny, highs in the double digits, about 10 degrees, with wind chills still below zero. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, three below. Nine above for Thursday, Friday's high near six with some reinforcing cold air.
Right now, 3 degrees.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who gives edible undies as gifts just because they taste good, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Hour number two. You're broadcasting live statewide from the City Deck Landing in downtown Green Bay, our WGBW studios. A couple more texts here. Your favorite movie song. This is from the 818. Bridget says, Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me. That's a great song. And it was from Breakfast Club, I believe, right? 818. Oh, this is also from Bridget. Summer Nights from Greece. Yeah, that's hard to go wrong with. And then last night, this is very immature, but I'm going to read it anyway. Mike Toomey was on the show. We were talking about the 50th anniversary of Happy Days hitting the airwaves. And he said, former Dodger Steve Sachs had so much respect for teammate Oral Hershiser that he considered naming his son after him, but he thought better of it. Oral Hershiser, Steve Sachs. That is working comedian Mike Toomey. Very immature, but I read it anyway. Okay, I'm really excited now, folks, because we're going to do some more movie talk. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show a friend of mine and the writer-producer of the film The Bridge to Terabithia, Love Ludlow, and he's got a new movie we're going to talk about tonight. Dave Patterson joins me from New York. Hey, Dave.
Hello, sir.
How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, too. This is the kind of friendship we have. We just look at pictures of each other online, and I'll take it. I'll take what I can get.
Well, we make fun of each other whenever we can. I will tell you that I chose not. Everyone knows I'm 30 years younger than you, but I chose not to shave just to make you feel better.
Just to make it look like, give the appearance that you went through puberty. Is that what you're trying to say?
Exactly.
Okay.
Excellent.
Well, that works. I appreciate that.
And actually, most of the gray hairs are in my nose and ears, so as long as I keep them trimmed,
all right. The camera option is optional. Just want to let you know that. Hey, it's great to have you, buddy. Are you guys getting this weather in New York? Is it? It's probably much more mild there. We're like zero.
Well, I just heard right before I came on, it's -3.
Yeah,
that's what you guys were saying there. You know, -3 is, you know, only after a really bad fight with your wife. Here, you know, it's around. It's around 20 degrees right now, but you know, people still go screaming and hiding in their garages at 20 degrees. We actually did have an ice storm tonight I had to walk my wife. She's actually traveling tonight. I had to walk her like two old people to the car because everything was just a sheet of ice. And I got her in the car. The taxi guy wouldn't even get out to get the bag. So I had to go back and I'm like shaking to get the bags into the taxi. Say goodbye to her. So we fall apart. We fall apart in this weather.
Yeah, it's awful. And your wife getting a cab out of town, everything okay? Anything you guys want to talk about? I'm surprised more people don't ask me for advice.
Everyone takes a break, right? After 35 years, you know. Now she travels a lot. She travels a lot. And so she wants to get wherever she's going so she can be up fresh in the morning.
Nice.
To take on the world.
Well, you're a very good husband. And I'm really glad to have you on the show, buddy. You have a new film called The Girl Who Wore Freedom. Tell us about that.
Well, interestingly enough, everything that's old is new again. And so this film, we finished it and did the film festival circuit about 2 years ago during the heat of COVID. So every festival was canceled. We got into 27 festivals and won 26 awards, but you know, it was really tough getting into the larger festivals. And so we went with the streaming thing. It's actually been on Delta for over 2 years, which is really impressive to have a film on Delta Airlines for that long. Hmm. We're negotiating another one, but the film is about the 80th anniversary of D-Day.
Okay.
And so I said, if it never was in the theaters, why don't we reach out to theaters? Because, you know, this is only going to happen once in our lifetime, the 80th anniversary.
Right.
And the fact is that the 80th anniversary, there's still thousands upon thousands of D-Day veterans around, but they won't be for the 85th and there will be none for the 90th.
Right.
And so this film is, it's close to my heart. It's a documentary. I also did a documentary called Don't Stop Believing, Every Man's Journey. It was about the band Journey, which had a great run.
I wanted to ask you about that too. Yeah, that was very interesting.
But this film, The Girl Who Wore Freedom, what people don't know about D-Day is they all know that 3,000 Americans died basically during that initial invasion. What they don't know is 30,000 Normans were killed during the invasion. So you would think that we create a part of the world where we're not that popular. Right. But the fact is, if you find one place that loves America more than America itself, it's Normandy.
Really?
Because we liberated them after 4 years of occupation by the Nazi regime. And every year around D-Day, Normans dress up like Americans. They play American music. They bring out tanks and half tracks from World War II and have massive parades. They welcome veterans back to Normandy, take some of these veterans from D-Day into their own homes, feed them, house them, and thank them for saving their parents and grandparents 80 years ago.
This is all in the film?
This is all in
the
film.
That's cool.
You see the girl in the background, is the girl who wore freedom. On the first anniversary, 1945, where we were still in the thick of it, she wore this dress that was made out of American parachutes. Her mother made this dress, and she wore it for the first anniversary of D-Day. This young girl is still alive today, and she's in the movie, and she's interviewed. And all these now grown-ups and elderly people who were children during the D-Day invasion remember the friendships that they met and made with these American soldiers. And it's really a love story between the French and America. And it's really a wonderful thing. A lot of veterans don't want to go back to D-Day because of the things they saw and the things that they even had to do. And these are gentlemen in their 90s with PTSD. And you see in the film, they go there and they are released. These people embrace them. They thank them. And it's really a beautiful movie. In fact, the president of Delta Airlines saw this movie, and then for the last 2 years, he's flown veterans of D-Day to Normandy for the celebrations every year. And it's a movie I'm very proud of. And so I just started making phone calls to theaters throughout the U.S., and we're booking it because people are like, of course we should show that. Now, we're not going after the massive chains. We're going after the mom-and-pop theaters. They own like 4 theaters, but that's like 30 screens.
Yeah.
So, of course, we'll put it in one of our theaters to honor, because they have veterans in their town. And it's not just the D-Day veterans, but there's veterans in every town.
Oh, sure.
And this is an opportunity to honor not only those from World War II, but from Korea, from Vietnam, for those that are serving and are currently serving. And it's a love letter to the military, but also when America was really at its finest.
Yeah.
And we don't appreciate that enough.
My guest is David Patterson. He is a movie producer and writer. And what was it like? Do you have to really talk these guys into going back there, Dave? Like you said, some of them don't want to go back. What is it like when they get there?
Well, you'll see actually in the film, there was a man who really, I don't want to say we dragged him kicking and screaming, but he went very, very deep concerns because he was at St. Lo, which was leveled during the war. It literally was a place where the Germans were not going to budge. And so we Americans had to pretty much take out the entire And he told a guide, he goes, I can't go there because I know what happened there. And he met a woman who was a child at St. Lo, and she hugged him and she said, thank you.
Oh,
she goes,
wow.
Thank you. She goes, thank you for giving me my freedom. Thank you for letting us live in the world that we live in today. She goes, I know what happened at St. Lo. I lived there. I saw what happened. But you weren't there for that. You were there to save us. And this man, by the end of the night, he was singing. He was dancing. You could see the pressure left off his shoulders. This 90-plus-year-old man who went there shaking like a child was dancing.
Wow.
I mean, it's an incredible thing. It's an incredible, incredible, powerful movie.
Where can people see it? Like you said, you're going to do theaters. Are you waiting to put it out on streaming? Can people stream it now?
Oh, no. It actually is streaming.
Okay.
It is on. It's called The Girl Who Wore Freedom.
Okay.
It's currently on half a dozen platforms. Again, The Girl Who Wore Freedom. And I of course should be telling you exactly where it's available. I should be able to whip that out right away.
Well, you could probably search it on Roku too, though, if you want to. I'm just looking at your IMDb page here too, and all the wins from these film festivals. This is incredible.
But wow. You know what? That's not just me. There's actually a lot of really good, talented people.
No. It's all you. It's all you, yeah, Dave.
If you look at the awards closely, it doesn't say Fort David Patterson. Usually.
I remember you said you wanted to pull a Tanya Harding on the other filmmakers, and that's fine. You know, take some glory.
Well, I almost did that for you at Stony Brook. Because
Stony Brook, that's the festival we met at. I was there with the Godfather Green Bay. You had Love Ludlow there.
Yeah,
and I wasn't feeling well, and you said, come on, man, have a beer. We have a film.
He was in the corner drinking by himself like this, and I said, dude, you got a beer. Cheer up. You're in a festival. Come on. Let's have a good time.
You said you need friends. You can't be a recluse your whole life. And then we hung out at the Chateau Marmont once off Sunset Boulevard, which we were both really thought that was cool because that was where, well, a lot of celebrities go over. That's where John Belushi died, sadly. And then you came to Madison.
We didn't go there to die. We didn't go there to die.
No.
We just went there to have a couple of drinks.
We were open to it. But yeah, it was just a nutty night out on the town. You never know what can happen.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we were young.
So you talked a little bit. We got to do a break in about 60 seconds, Dave. But tell us a little bit about your documentary about Journey. That was interesting because Steve Perry had left the band. And we'll save Bridge to Terabithia till after the break. But I thought that was a really fun movie, The Journey. And the story about how they found their new lead singer, Arnel Pineda, I think was his name.
Arnel Pineda. They found him on the internet. They actually, the lead guy, Neil Gorshin, I probably had that wrong, from Journey, he Googled lead singer Journey. And this guy popped up on this grainy video in the Philippines, basically singing in a bar. But what was unmistakable was this voice, which was almost identical.
He has a great voice, yeah.
It's an incredible voice. The guy's like 5 foot nothing, but he jumps off the piano. I mean, you know, he's incredible in performance. And then performing in larger stadiums that they performed of than they did in the 80s. So,
wow.
You know.
He's been their lead. Go ahead.
That made me a cool dad because I was able to take both my boys backstage at a Journey concert to meet a band. You know, all my other stuff, they're like, oh, who cares, you know. But this, they got to go backstage and meet a rock star band.
I remember I saw that, and then I saw them performing on Oprah. Yeah, I watch Oprah. I wanted a car. And he was great on that. But we have to do a quick break. My guest is Dave Patterson. We're going to talk a little bit more about this Journey project he did that was out a few years ago. This is a really good film. Very interesting. And then we'll talk a little Bridge to Terabithia, too. Dave, great to have you here. My name is Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back. The movie is The Girl Who Wore Freedom. You can stream it, according to this, Dave, I just Googled this during the break. Vudu, YouTube, Amazon, and Apple, all the heavy hitters. And then where can people see the Journey Journey documentary?
See, I should know that too, right? It's actually on pretty much all those same streamers that you just mentioned.
That's a really fun one too. I recommend that as well. Have you ever heard of the Doctors in Recital, Dave?
I have not.
They're going to be here in studio after this interview. So if I'm not saying you can get here in time, and it sounds like your driveway is kind of slippery, but I wouldn't ask you to risk it, but they're great. They'll be along shortly. So what else?
And if they weren't listening, absolutely, I've heard of them, and it's a shame I'm not going to be able to meet them. So you just tell them that.
I will pass that along. Tell us a little bit what's next for you, and then let's give people some background on the Bridge to Terabithia. I just want to say to the listeners, too, this irritated me. In fact, let's just jump into this, Dave. I had Dave booked to go to the Marinette School District and watch and give a talk. And I want to say you were going to bring your mom or try to, or were open to the idea. And the Bridge to Terabithia is a book every middle schooler reads. I read it with my daughter when she was in fifth grade. I was moved to tears several times during the book. It's so beautifully written. That's Catherine Patterson. That's Dave's mom who wrote the book. And I had Dave booked to give a speech in Marinette, and something happened. I still don't know the whole story. There was some finger pointing. I don't know who exactly was responsible for it, but I've never gotten over that, as you can tell. So it would have been fun to hang with you in Marinette, but it didn't happen. But give us a little background about the Bridge to Terabithia, if you would.
Yeah, well, I didn't think we got in because I think they heard about the trouble that you and I got into at Stony Brook, and they just didn't want a remix of that to happen.
But we went to the Chateau Marmont looking to possibly die, and they thought maybe this was a bad reunion.
Yeah, right. You know, reenact Belushi. Yeah, no one found that entertaining.
Not to middle schoolers.
So a lot of people, if you do the Google, the Wikipedia, you'll know that I am the son of Catherine Patterson, and my mom wrote Bridge to Terabithia, but what I think the vast majority of people don't know is that the book is based on me as a child. When I was 7 years old, I met who I really thought was my soulmate in life, even though I was only 7 years old, but I just envisioned spending the rest of my life with this girl. And tragically, she died 9 months later. And the event obviously destroyed both families. The girl's name was Lisa Hill. It destroyed her family. It destroyed my family. And my mother, who had started writing, she had already published three books, was just devastated. And she tells people, and she's not embarrassed to say it, she said she wrote the book for herself and not for me. People say, oh, Catherine Patterson wrote the book for David. No, what she wrote it was try to figure out her grief and how to get through it. And so people say, well, how close were you and the character Jess? Pretty much identical, Jess was kind of afraid of his father. I was afraid of my father because he was a preacher. And I thought that if my dad worked for God and God took out my best friend, then my dad probably wasn't too happy with me. And certainly the guys above weren't either. So I loved to run. I loved art. I was beat up a lot. And I lived in a tough neighborhood. I was in love with my art teacher. So basically, yes, 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 yes. It was very, very similar. We didn't grow up on a farm, but we were very poor. And we grew up on the outskirts of Washington, D.C. And so, you know, there were many, many similarities. And when she finally finished the book, she took it to her publisher and said, you know, I don't think anyone's going to want to read this book. And the publisher read it and she said, everyone's going to want to read this book.
Wow.
And my mother said, well, I can't publish it without David's permission. Here she comes to me. I'm 9.5 years old. Jeez. And she goes, can you read this? My publisher would like to publish it, but I won't publish it without, you know, your approval. Now, asking a 9-year-old to decide the rest of your career is pretty crazy. But she was willing to do that. I read the book and she said, what'd you think? And I said, you know, it was tough. I said, but you got the dedication wrong because you just dedicated it to me. And it's not my story. It's Lisa and my story. So if you look at the book and read the dedication, it says I wrote this book for my son, David. But after reading it, he told me that it's his and Lisa's story. And so that in the credit, she goes to Lisa and David Banzai, which in Japanese, it means may you live 1,000 years. And interestingly enough, the book is almost 50 years old. And if we don't destroy ourselves on this planet, it may last for another 1,000 years. Who knows?
Oh, it's, but, yeah.
But, you know, it was obviously a very important book for us, our family, both families. I was very ashamed of it for many years because we grew up poor. And suddenly I had new shoes. I wasn't wearing my brother and sister's hand-me-downs. We were eating meat 4 times a week as opposed to 1 time a week. And the only thing I had to give up was my best friend. Oh, and that's how you look at it when you're 9 years old, right?
Yeah.
And so I was kind of ashamed of the book, even as it got more and more successful. My brother used it to meet girls. He was older, so I understand that. Right. But, you know, even my wife, when I met her, I didn't mention the book, although she had read it, adored it, and loved it. She didn't find out until many years into our relationship that my mother wrote Riz Terabithia. It was something I did not advertise or tell. But when I started writing, making movies, I said, if someone's going to make this movie, it should be someone who's going to protect it, who's going to protect the legacy, the history of the family. So it's going to be me. So when people ask me how long it took to make Riz Terabithia, I say about 20 plus years. And it's not because I was lazy or tired or misplaced the script that many times. It was because I would have people with a lot of money come up and say, give us the property and go away.
Right.
And I just wouldn't do that. I just wouldn't do that.
That's what they do, right? Yeah.
That's what they do. And they said, you know, I said, no, I'm going to be the writer and I'm going to be a producer. Because I knew that if I was just the writer, they'd dump me in a heartbeat, which they did after they bought the property. But since I was still a producer, they couldn't shake me loose. So I literally was there fighting tooth and nail to get the final story of what you see in the movies now. And people will say it's very close to the book. Well, that was the intent.
Yeah.
But it wasn't necessarily fun the whole time. Making movies isn't fun. Pete can tell you that.
Here's what we got. Okay. Here's what we have to do. I'm basically out of time already. And you have so many funny stories about writing it for the studio. Can you come back next Tuesday night for like the same amount of time and we can pick up there? We'll turn this into a little mini series if you don't mind. I'm sorry. We ran out of time.
Absolutely. No, I've been married 30 years. I've been told time's up all the time. So, you know, and then I'm given another chance down the road. So
yeah. And I want to talk more about Love Ludlow too, because that was a great, but I just want to say, Dave, I didn't know that about you when we first met either, that you had this connection to the book, but there's a passage in the book that just literally makes me tear up every time. Your mother's writing is so beautiful. You did a great service to the movie and preserving that. And I hope you can come back next Tuesday night and talk about your experience as a writer producer with the movie, if you don't mind.
I'd love to.
All right. Fantastic. Thanks so much, buddy. We'll talk to you 1 week from tonight. David Patterson will be back. So you won't want to, his stories about writing the movie are so funny. Thanks so much, Dave.
Thanks,
coming up in just a few minutes, the Doctors of Recital, Dave Patterson's favorite band. They will be here in just a few minutes. I'm Pete Schwabe. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Behind a blend of plastic prints, find the lady with the fat diamond ring. Then you know I can't remember a damn thing. I think it's one of those deja vu things. Or a dream is trying to tell me something. But will I ever stop thinking about it? I don't know. I doubt it. Subterranean by design. I wonder what I would find if I met you. Let my eyes caress you until I meet the thought of Mrs. Princess who. Often wonder what makes her work. I guess I'll leave that question to the experts. Assuming that there are some out there, they're probably alone. Solitaire.
93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Houston, Texas is providing shelter to those in need during this cold weather stretch. Mayor John Whitmire says yesterday 900 people took advantage of special facilities.
The warming centers will remain opening overnight. At 8 o'clock in the morning, we will begin the demobilization.
The U.S. military has made another preemptive strike against Houthi rebels in Yemen to derail a planned assault on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We took additional strikes, knocking out four ballistic missiles that we believe were prepped and ready to be launched from Yemen. Took them out before they could do that.
Serial killer suspect Rex Huerman has been charged with a fourth Gilgo Beach murder in New York. Suffolk County District Attorney Raymond Tierney.
We've charged the murder of Maureen Brainerd Barnes to add to the already charged murders of Melissa Bartholomew, Megan Waterman, and Amber Costello.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Democratic law firm is asking the state Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional maps. The Elias Law Group filed the case on Tuesday. They say that last month's decision to draw new legislative maps warranted another look at the state's congressional maps. Republicans currently hold six of the state's congressional seats. The court will have to move fast with just 11 months to go before the November election. Marshfield Clinic workers across Wisconsin are being furloughed. 3% of the nearly 12,000 people who work for the healthcare system have to take unpaid time off. The furloughs come after a round of budget cuts in November and after talks about a merger with Essentia Health fell through last week. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, lost who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around zero. For Wednesday, partly sunny, highs in the double digits, about 10 degrees, with wind chills still below zero. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, three below. Nine above for Thursday, Friday's high near six with some reinforcing cold air.
Right now, 3 degrees.
What a win! The Green Bay Packers now face the San Francisco 49ers this Saturday night in California. Catch every play and score on the Packers Radio Network, locally in Racine, on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. 98Q Country in Park Falls and in Richland Center on WRCO 100.9 FM. The Packers against the 49ers this Saturday night. Pregame at 5, kickoff 7:15. What a team! The Packers and the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5 The Tap.
Blame me.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabo, broadcasting live statewide from our City Deck Landing Studios here at WGBW. I'm very excited to welcome my next guests, and I always love having performers in the studio because that's what we're all about here at Nightlight. And it is my pleasure to welcome three members of the group Doctors in Recital, Christine Piat, Paul Piat, and Kim Shefchik. Welcome to Nightlight, you guys.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you for having us.
So great to have you here. So tell us a little bit about Doctors in Recital. It's such a cool idea, but I'll let you guys explain it since you're the experts.
Well, this is going back many years to the brainchild of Lucinda Roberts. She is still our executive producer. Essentially, a group of medical people who happen to have some talent in music decided they wanted to hold a fundraiser. And when it first started, it was very small. We were lucky if I think we sold 200 tickets. And then after a few years, we grew and filled up the Meyer Theater. We sold that out. So we had to move to the big stage of the Winer.
Wow.
And we've, took a little hiatus because some of our docs were busy during COVID. And then we came back and we're as good as ever. We're hoping for a sellout this year. But we raise money. Our tagline is making a difference by making music. And we like to think that we're just a bunch of small town medical people who just have a passion for music. And every year we pick a different charity. And it's a wonderful cause this year with Exceptional Equestrians.
So what? OK, that's. Wow. I got a lot to unpack there.
Doctors, COVID. Doctors, COVID. I know.
Was it hard to sing with masks or did you just not do the concerts?
We just did not.
Just
didn't
do it.
We
didn't do like Zoom concerts or anything?
I know. We talked about it. Actually, Chris and I have been on the board for, we've both been on the board for a few years together now. Chris and I do a lot together, if you haven't noticed. But we met as a committee. We actually even met with a group of professionals to talk about videotaping the show, Zooming the show, and we looked into it and we just decided, you know what, in the best interests of our very busy physicians who were working hard during the pandemic, we decided to take a break. So our last show was January of 2020, and then we were back last year at the Winer.
Very cool. So, okay, so you're performing January 27th at the Winer Center here in Green Bay. And you said Exceptional Equestrians are the recipient of the charitable donation. So tell us about, and you're in the medical field, Kim, tell us about the benefits of horses, if you would, and why you chose that charity.
So if you have never had the chance to watch equine therapy or what they call hypnotherapy, these are people who have special training, kind of incorporating the physicality of a horse's movement and how that natural rhythm as a horse's gait is going to connect with a person and how they're trying to learn to move their bodies. So often these are people with developmental disabilities, perhaps some pelvic health problems, and they can get on a horse and actually strengthen muscles that they normally can't be using because they can't walk, but they can ride a horse and
wow.
Start working. Yeah, it's phenomenal. And so if you ever get the chance to tour their facility, they do some amazing things there. And have some real great success stories.
That's really cool. So how did this group start? Is it a bunch of doctors like in the break room saying, I like to sing. I like to sing. I mean, how did you get this group and how long has it been around?
Our first year was 2007. And again, Lucinda at that time was working at Hyde Music. If you know anything about pianos, this is a very, very, nice piano that I would like. If my husband's listening, he might know that it's a piano that I've always wanted. But one of their ideas was to connect to try to have a show and get interest in pianos. Okay, and physicians can spend money on pianos, right? So it's kind of a marketing scheme. But it actually grew into much more than that.
A lot of spouses come on the show just to talk to their spouses over the airwaves.
I'm not gonna lie, I believe that that's true.
He's got to make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I really think that what began as kind of a great idea to help introduce people to music and tying with that connection to a business helped catapult something that really grew into essentially our nonprofit. And these physicians, it's amazing how many of them have musical training. So one of our previous performers had training at Juilliard, you know, is
oh, wow.
We have people who have had years of music training. So our show is pretty cool in that we have people who can do brain surgery, but can also play a Gershwin piece. So you aren't going to see that very often.
Do they hum Gershwin while they're doing brain surgery?
Sure
is that unsettling?
So. I sure hope so.
Okay. You hope so. Okay.
Whatever keeps them calm.
Exactly. Yeah. So, what kind of music typically do you guys play? We're going to hear some in just a bit, but like if people go to a concert, what can they expect to hear? Like Croce, Iron Maiden, what are we looking at here? Nice mix, huh?
Yeah.
I want to join the doctors.
Well, I will say it is a huge variety.
Okay.
You're going to hear Gershwin. You're going to hear Bach. You're going to hear Lady Gaga.
Yeah,
you'll hear
nice.
Things that from Frozen. You know, there's a huge variety of music that all the doctors get to select the song they want to sing or play and be involved in. And then Lucinda does a great job of putting the show together in a way that kind of makes sense. And it's very entertaining. I love it. It's as I'm a music educator, and it is so important to me for my students to try and see that you can keep music in your life no matter what you do.
Yeah, totally.
You know, and that's the most impressive thing about our show for me, if I take the fundraising part out of it, because that's awesome.
Yeah.
Is that these are professionals who we go to in our lowest moment. But they also are taking the time to share this gift that they have that they've never let go. And I think that's a really important thing to show the community is music is always with you.
And good for you. I mean, as a teacher and an educator, music should be with you. Even if you don't do it professionally, mm-hmm. It's great to have in your life. And it complements everything in your life. So you guys, I have questions for you individually, but I think we should hear something first. What do you guys have? What do you have in mind? You want to play something?
Sure.
Yeah, so this first one we're going to do, we did, actually, I think this was the last year before COVID, right? 2020?
Yes. Yep.
And we took a song that people think of Gaga and Lady Gaga, and they have probably a different connotation than how this is styled, but you'll see what we mean.
Paul is shaking his head. I'm nervous. I don't know. All right. This is the Doctors in recital singing... some derivation of a Lady Gaga song? Mm-hmm. Just surprise us. It'll be great. Okay.
Born this way, hey, I was born this way, hey, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. We are all born superstars. She put my hair up, put my lipstick on in the glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your your friends, so he can rejoice your truth. The religion of the insecure, I must be myself.
respect my youth. A different lover is not a sin. Believe, capital H. You're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast for leader teens. Rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this way.
Very well. That very nice. Thanks. This is a side gig. You guys sound amazing. So
I always like to tease. We're the never words.
January 27th. People can still get tickets, I assume, at the Widener Center. Doctors in recital. That was just great. Thank you for that. We're going to do one more too after a break. But I want to ask you guys: do you ever have a doctor that wants to be part of the group, but he is terrible? He's a terrible singer. But he's a good doctor. You make concessions, or what do you do?
Well,
here's
the good news about that. So we have one of our quote rules, and this is sort of unofficial, but we encourage people who have not seen the show and want to be in it to first come see the show.
Yeah, good idea. Right?
So like when you come see the show, you often get a little bit of a clue, like what level are we talking here? Like
Right. It's
not just, oh, I think I should be in the show, therefore I'm in the show. So that's step one. Come see the show. You come see the show and you go, yeah, I think I can merit this. And then we encourage people to be in the choir. We actually have an amazing choir that isn't just doctors. It's basically anyone who has any tie to the medical community. And it's not a hard stretch for most of us. Could be a cousin.
Take Tylenol.
Could be a neighbor. You take Tylenol. We love you.
We're in
you.
The choir.
There you go. Join the choir. So it's a great way for people to get involved because you know what? Some people just have a passion. So we want them to be a part of it. And we have other ways to get involved too. Sponsors, volunteers, the more the merrier.
That's excellent. And I know that we just talked off the air a little bit. Chris Wileski, your CEO, is not in the group. I went to high school with her. She's older than me, but she probably didn't know I existed, but tell her I think she should sing. So
I'm going to tell her.
Doctors in Recital is here in the studio. We're going to have another song. We're going to have a little chat. What a great way to nightlight. This is Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah, she told me it can break your heart.
Break your heart.
And put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late. Turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care.
His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
93.5 The Tap.
Hanging out on a Tuesday night in downtown Green Bay. How could life be better? It's cold outside. We're inside where it's warm. Our souls are warm. We're singing. I've got the Doctors in Recital in studio. They just sang a great song. And it's Kim Shevchik, Christine Piat, and Paul Piat. You guys are married, obviously. You work for Bellin, right? So you're sort of our tie to the medical community here tonight.
I am. I'm the token medical person in the room. So if you need CPR, I take Paul.
Oh, you okay? All right. Well,
just kidding. I'm kidding.
I know. Paul is a minister. I read your bio. And a massage therapist. So I had ulterior motives here. I want to make a confession, and I pulled a hammy. So if there's a way we could coordinate
this. I know a guy.
Yeah, yes. I bet you do.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about you guys individually. Kim, you're a PA.
Yep.
That's got to be fun. This must be a nice escape from your day job, I guess.
Yes. I love having both, though. I mean, I would not trade it for anything. I love getting to be the privilege of being in somebody's circle of trust, you know, to hear the stories of someone's life and learn about their struggles and try to help them. It's just been a really awesome privilege and a happy accident that music kind of wasn't the priority, but now I've been able to give back to the community and still have fun doing music with my friends.
Yeah.
And then even pretend to be like a star for one night.
Well, so, selling out the Widener, getting a crowd, and that's got to feel pretty cool. Christine, so working with middle schoolers, that's a tough group, or it can be, certainly.
Yes.
Are they easier because they're there because they want to learn music? Is it easier than teaching kids math or English, or do you still have your work cut out for you? How does that work?
No, it's never easy.
Okay.
They're hormonally challenged, right? They turn into like actual non-people.
Right.
A few years until they get into high school and start resembling a human again. They're going through so much.
Sure.
I mean, their brains aren't fully developed yet. Their hormones are raging. So you go from I'm thrilled to I'm angry to I'm crying in a span of 8 minutes.
And here's a song sheet. Sing something.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of like, I have to take a breath.
Yeah.
You know, and know that they had an experience today that caused that behavior. And I'm going to do the best that I can to make this moment a positive one.
We have a few minutes left. You guys want to do another one for us?
We can.
Sure.
You're here. You got the guitar. Why not, right?
We are.
All right.
Put me to work.
Here's Doctors in Recital with another song on Nightlight.
You with the sad eyes, don't be unhappy though I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it all, and the darkness inside you makes you feel so small. But I see your true colors shining through. See your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful. show me a smile, then don't be unhappy. Can't remember when I last saw you laughing. If this world makes you crazy and you take in all you can there, you call me up because you know I'll be there. And I see your true colors shining through. See your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful like a
That's a great song.
Yeah, and that's
very
that's
well
good
done.
That's a good one.
You guys are great. Thank you so much for this tonight. The show is Doctors in Recital. We've got Paul and Christine and Kim here. Go see them on January 27th at the Widener Center. You can hear what they just did here with even better acoustics. Yeah. Full people behind you guys. This is just excellent. It's for a great cause. Check it out on January 27th. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Very welcome. Come back soon. And I'd like to thank all of my guests tonight. Bridget Terabithia, producer David Patterson, Rose Abadou, and John Matta. Thanks for your text, and thanks for being with me on a Tuesday night. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, Wisconsin.
Liney Lodge and Carson Park. The entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown
and all of Wisconsin.
93.5 The Tap.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.